Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Monday edition of Q&A. If you're a regular listener to the station, you probably know I am also the station's film critic, so I'm especially pleased to have on today's show our friend Helen Stevenson from Yavapai College. Helen, of course, has brought the Prescott Film Festival to this area for how many years now, Helen?
This will be our 10th annual.
And it's getting bigger every year. We have a lot to talk about, so we're going to skip the initial break and get right into it. Helen, first of all, for those not familiar with your role at Yavapai College, tell us about your curriculum and what kinds of classes you teach.
I'm the director of the Film and Media Arts program at the college, and we have three certificates. We have production and screenwriting and animation. And actually, we have a summer class that started today on the Prescott campus for cinematography. And
oh, how cool.
Really fun.
And you know, as you know, there are so many different elements that go into making any kind of a film, from a short film to a big Hollywood blockbuster. And all you have to do to see the proof of that is stick around for the end credits.
Yes.
Because sometimes it takes 15 minutes for them to roll. And if you look at some of the names on those, you know they weren't made here.
Right.
It's a real collaborative effort. I want to ask you right off the bat, since you deal with this every day and have for many years, you see a book there called Movie Speak by Tony Bill, who is a very, very accomplished Hollywood producer and director. Tony Bill was talking about he was directing a movie one day, and he was having a real problem with his lead actress. He didn't mention her by name, but she's an A-list actress. And he called her in and said, "We got a problem. What are you doing?" And she said, "I'm trying to make a movie." He said, No. You got it all wrong. "So you have a director over there? See the lighting guy here? See the cinematographer? See the writers? See all these prop people? See all these post-production people on the set? They are going to make a movie. What you have to do is be the character we brought you here to be. Nothing more, nothing less. Let them make the movie." True?
Right. Exactly right. Everything is a team effort. It's, mm-hmm. it's interesting to look at the production classes. Usually, most of the students, every year, they start the year wanting to be a director. And then as they see all the different jobs there are to do, they really find their individual calling.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so much fun to watch how they gravitate.
And, you know, it's funny because I was reading years ago in the Hollywood Reporter about the man who wrote and directed Field of Dreams, Phil Alden Robinson. His movie was nominated for 3 Oscars. And here he was the day after the Oscars. And he's back at his little cubicle at the studio set in the soundstage. And, you know, you can hear, you know, wood being sawed and machines going, and there's dust all over the place. People are coming and going. And he tells the reporter, "You know what? Last night I was wearing a tux. People around me were wearing millions of dollars in diamonds. We were being worldwide telecast. We were being treated like royalty. And here I am sitting in my dusty cubicle trying to line up the prop people to deliver on time, trying to see if my location permits have been approved by the city, trying to see if my actors are going to be able to do their roles today, trying to see if craft service will deliver on time to eat." And I'm thinking, last night was Hollywood, today is show business. True?
That is true. Yes, it is a lot of effort from a lot of different people that have to come together to make it happen.
So tell us about some of the highlights, what's coming up for the Prescott Film Festival starting
June 7th.
Friday.
Yes.
Isn't that something? Boy,
yes.
And you work all year on this, don't you?
We basically do. We actually will kind of take the whole rest of the summer off after mm-hmm. the film festival. Well, it takes 2 weeks to get everything cleaned up, all the bills paid and everything. And then we kind of step away from the board
and
members.
Catch your breath.
Yes, we catch our breath and we kind of don't visit with each other even. It's just like, okay, we're done with each other. We love you, but yeah.
But yes.
Yeah. And so that's, and then we'll start again in the fall. looking at what's coming up. With the advent of streaming, digital, all the different platforms there are now, we've had to compress our actual look for films to a smaller time period. Like now we start in January. We used to start in September looking at films. They used to all be on DVDs, and we used to have to go to a restaurant. We went to Cattleman's Bar and Grill, actually. Chuck Roberts was our program director.
Oh, wow, cool.
Yeah, so he would hand them out and keep track of them and give them back. It was all on paper when we started. And so now it's all online. My husband, Don, wrote a software program called Film Festival Fusion that we do. We download the films, and then the people watch them and score them online.
Mm-hmm.
So it's much easier. We now have, I think we had like 75 programmers. Movie reviewers looking at films throughout.
There. Do you insist they see the movie in a certain kind of venue or a certain kind of medium?
No, they can do it on their computers, but we do tell them in that way, you have to be really picky about the sound, because we tell them if it sounds at all bad on your laptop or your TV at home, you put it up on that big screen, it's going to blow out. It's going to be terrible sound. So you have to take that into consideration. So
the reason I ask is I've heard people in the past say, oh, yeah, I saw that movie. I didn't care much for it. And I ask, and I'm assuming they saw it in a theater. I say, where'd you see it? On my watch.
Ah.
And I go, oh, please.
That is painful.
And now I understand why Steven Spielberg does not want the Netflix people to be involved in the Oscars. Because the way he came up, movies were made to eventually, you know, in a perfect world, be shown on the big screen. There are, of course, many other mediums now for that. But my goodness, a movie deserves at least a fair showing, doesn't it?
It really does. And I see films on the big screen not only in terms of quality of picture and sound, but it's an experience that you experience together. I think the independent film is our new version of sitting around the fire telling stories, because that's the most rewarding thing at the festival is watching people interact after the films.
Exactly.
Whether it's with the filmmakers that are Skyping in or there for a Q&A, or just the audience members. You have to like hurry them out of the theater eventually after a while. So we can get to the next film. But that's really rewarding is the conversations that happen after that.
There was a story in the Los Angeles Times last week about a production company talking about the effect of canned laughter on TV series. And they said, you know, people always say they hate canned laughter, but we see proof all the time that when people hear other people laughing, they're more likely to laugh. I'm going like, well, I'm glad that hasn't spread to movies yet. But because you are seeing a movie so often in a theater with other people, if they laugh, yeah, you're going to laugh too.
Exactly.
It really does have an effect, doesn't it?
It does. It's definitely a communal experience.
Sure,
yeah.
Sure. You know, speaking of communal experience, one of the highlights of the film festival this year is going to be a movie that won the big four Oscars, Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actress, and Best Actor, and you also have a workshop about why terror and horror are still big draws. Tell us about that.
That is so interesting that. And we wanted to have people know about this, because as we do the workshops, a lot of people who come are the screenwriting people who want to be screenwriters. And you can follow the Save the Cat book, which is what we use in our screenwriting certificate, and it's valid. I mean, there's screenwriting contests that say your screenplay must follow Save the Cat, period. It's very valid.
Now describe that. What is it you're talking about?
Save the Cat?
Yeah.
That it's the flow of a screenplay. The writer breaks it down, and it's really following the hero's journey quite a bit.
Sure.
But it really keeps you on that track so that you have a real distinct beginning, middle, and end. Like I'm watching a series on Netflix with my husband right now, and he said, well, all of a sudden, you know, we're halfway through the series and it's dead. I don't care. It doesn't make sense. And this and that. And I said, well, that's a second act problem.
And they haven't grabbed you, have they?
They haven't. They haven't. It's just illogical. So, it's focusing on those things. And this will take you, Andrew Winter's workshop, it'll take you into the psychological aspect of that. And those pieces where you bring the added depth are what take your screenplay to the next level. Mm-hmm. Everybody can go follow a book and have a beginning, middle, and end, and they can follow the hero's journey. They can do all those things. But it's your individual interpretation of giving that thing some depth that makes it the next level.
When it comes to personal interpretation, isn't that why some people say the book is so often better than the movie? Because when you read the book, you are filtering all of these experiences through your own prisms of anxiety, fears, hopes, everything else, right? Mm-hmm. Whereas on the movie screen, you're seeing what the director wants you to see.
Exactly. Yeah. He or she has interpreted that mm-hmm. for you.
Yeah, and they're showing it to you.
Yes, you're being spoon-fed a little bit more mm-hmm. sometimes, especially in the studio films.
But isn't it wonderful when, say, a suspenseful film has strung you along so well and doles out little hints here and little red herrings there and really kind of is just waiting to grab you like a hook in a fish, right?
That's the film Freaks that we're screening this year.
Oh, wow. How cool.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
goodness.
It's a mystery thriller, and you just keep guessing through the whole film.
Yeah.
And I love
yeah.
that.
And, you know, I see a lot of people referring to one of the great examples of that because of a happy accident was the filming of Jaws back in the mid-70s because Steven Spielberg and the people at Universal MCA were having so much trouble with their mechanical shark that they finally said, oh, doggone it. By the time they put the whole thing together, they wanted to wait until the middle of the movie to finally show the shark. But they had succeeded in creating this incredible sense of this ominous sense of dread that when you finally saw it for the first time, everybody screamed.
Yes.
And it turned out to be, wow, that's a pretty cool method.
Yeah.
Yeah, you never show the monster until you're really ready to, do you?
Yes, and that's like Hitchcock, you know, classic films.
Yeah,
he's just a master. If you want to make suspense films, watch every one of his films.
Sure. Well, what about To Kill a Mockingbird? How many of us watching that thought Boo Radley was some kind of a monster, and you didn't see him till the very end? And he wasn't a monster after all. But boy, they had built that up in us, hadn't they?
They did. They yeah. did. It uses your emotions.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. We got a lot more to talk about with Helen Stevenson coming up in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. And we stream live around the world at kqna.com. Don't go away.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
The best deal in baseball is the D-backs Value Pack. Pick any D-backs game this summer and get a ticket, hot dog, and a Pepsi for just $25. Visit dbacks.com/value. Presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos. Celebrate Independence Day with the D-backs on Friday, the 5th of July. Game time is 6 p.m. Then sit back in air-conditioned Chase Field as the roof opens for a fireworks spectacular. Presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos. Visit dbacks.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
At Norton's Lock and Safe, we stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of safes? Liberty safes, that is. This is Jody. I am so excited. We are now the largest authorized Liberty dealer in Northern Arizona. And just like all of us at Norm's, Liberty safes are made right here in the U.S. of A. and have lifetime warranties. Check out the new showroom of Liberty Home and Gun Safes. Life, Liberty, and Norm's Lock and Safe. What more could you want? Play it safe with Liberty safes at Norm's in Prescott Valley.
This May and June, Cliff Castle Casino Hotel is giving you the chance to win $150,000. It's the 150K Spin and Win Giveaway. Earn entries to be one of the 10 qualifiers every Thursday in May and June from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Spin the wheel to see if you can win the grand prize of $150,000. Beat the heat and head on over for the 150K Spin and Win. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 217 with Helen Stevenson, Executive Director of the Prescott Film Festival, starting this Friday through June 15th. Helen, you have the lineup right in front of you. Give us a hint of what's to come starting Friday.
Friday is our opening night film, which is Wishman, based on the lives of the co-founders of the Make-A-Wish Foundation, Frank Shankwitz and his wife, Kitty. And they will be there for Q&A afterwards. And then we'll have the big opening night party that evening on stage. And that is that's on track to sell out, actually. Mm-hmm. It's our number one seller so far.
Oh. And I can remember a couple of years ago when you completely sold out the house for Harry and Snowman.
Yes.
And, of course, this is horse country here. That mm-hmm. surely had something to do with it. Yeah. But, boy, there wasn't a dry eye in the house at the end of that one.
That was beautiful.
And that's what we were talking about, the communal experience. There wasn't an open seat in that theater. That's 1,100 people.
Right.
And to see a movie like that and you're all sharing it, boy, you don't forget that.
You don't. You really yeah. don't. Yeah.
What other highlights do you have coming up during the film festival here? There's so many that we don't know where to start, really.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to have Skid Row Marathon. The filmmakers are coming for that. And that is such an inspiring documentary about a judge in Los Angeles who sees all these people come through his court, okay? And he just sees that some of them have potential. And he starts a marathon group. And he raises money, and they go all over the world. And they still do that to this day, and the filmmakers will be here for that. So I'm really excited about Skid Row Marathon. Freaks, we talked about. That's on Saturday at 1.
Is this the Todd Browning film, Freaks?
It's a brand new film. This is a sneak peek. Yeah,
okay.
It's not been out before. So, right. We're going to do the sneak peek on that. We have gourmet dinners, and the Monday night is with Chef Robert Barr from the Sedona Culinary School at Yavapai College, which we're real excited about. Mm-hmm. And the movie Olympia is just really fun and creative, and it's a romance, and that'll be a really beautiful evening. The second gourmet dinner is from El Gato Azul on Wednesday, June 12th.
Hello, Barry.
And the film, Reuben Brandt Collector, is an animated mystery, but it's not for kids. It is actually rated R.
Oh, okay.
And it is fantastically drawn. If you like fine art at all, or you just love creativity, that's your movie right there. Mm-hmm. We have a marvelous, the Ping brothers are coming for the Taste of Arizona tasting, be in the Sculpture Garden. They have a marvelous following. People are really excited to see them. We're going to be outside in the Sculpture Garden, which mm-hmm. is going to be fabulous. And Lucky's Barbecue and Panera are furnishing the food for that. And following that is our other event that is on track to sell out, which is the Silent Symphony. We're going to screen a beautiful redone, remastered copy of The General, which is Buster Keaton's mm-hmm. comedy, classic comedy. And we are bringing in an orchestra from Colorado, a five-piece orchestra, to accompany that live. And the Orchestra Mont Alto, if you look them up, you can see that they're just known for their silent movie accompaniment. Mm-hmm. In fact, some of the DVDs that get re-released, they have composed and perform the music for those. So that's really going to be awesome. And it's the only reserved seating event we have. Mm-hmm. So that's something else to get in early. Documentary shorts. We always love our shorts program. We have two of those. And then we have a Sound of Music sing-along.
Oh, boy.
And that is going to be so much fun. And then Kim Carruth, the gal who played Gretel, the little girl, is going to Skype in for a Q&A after that.
Nice.
Bias is a really important documentary that's really interesting, looking at yourself and doing those reflections. And close with Storm Boy, which is a beautiful film that really is about a grandfather passing knowledge on to his grandson and kind of about the environment also. And then we close with that cabaret after party, and that's again from El Gato Azul.
Mm-hmm. And you've also got events every day of the week, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where do you want to pick up next? You got workshops too.
We have workshops. The boot camp is full, so there's no more signups for the boot camp. That's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be shooting a short film during the boot camp. So mm-hmm. you start in the first day with Jeff Wood. He's our screenwriting instructor, and he's going to do pre-production. And we've got the script. It's like 1.5 pages. So that's, you know, perfect for a little short film. And the cinematography class meets at the same time. So the cinematography class and the workshop kids are going to get together and use the FMA gear. Andrew and Angie Johnson-Schmidt are going to be in that part of it. Lindsay Bain is my animation instructor, and she does our film history also, and she's been coordinating the whole thing all year. So mm-hmm. she'll be around, and then Jeff will do the editing class at the very end. So it's just like soup to nuts in film.
Yeah. And some of the names of these workshops and the forums just sound great. Tech Kills the Movies, Film at 11, Made in Yavapai County. I know Tom Slayback has a big hand in that. Mm-hmm. Thriller versus Horror, Why We Can't Get Enough. It's Not the Monster, But the Situation That Frightens. Mm-hmm. Why Bad Life Choices Make for Good Movies. If that doesn't sell it, what does?
Exactly.
And you know what? I heard it said, I went to a screenwriting seminar about 6 years ago by Sid Field, who has since passed on. But he said that, you know, when you think about it, if Ozzie and Harriet greet each other at the door with a kiss and, honey, how you doing? That's not a show. If Ozzie goes off on a temper tantrum and throws his hat, you know, and kicks the dog, that's a show, because you want to show something you're not seeing every day.
Right.
And that's why sometimes we can think that what we're seeing on television or on the movie screen is real life, when in fact we're going to be taken out of our world into a different one, aren't we?
Exactly. And that's what I tell the movie reviewers when we train them every year, is that anything that takes you out of the movie is bad. Just mm-hmm. don't, if it's a weird prop, or like in Game of Thrones, a Starbucks coffee.
And then in the final episode, somebody placed a water bottle behind their table, their chair leg. Like, oh, come on, guys. Where are your continuity people?
Exactly.
Okay?
Exactly. Yeah. But yeah, we have Alan Dean Foster's doing the mm-hmm. Tech Kills the Movie one. And Philip Sedgwick is doing the screenwriting one. That's mm-hmm. why Bad Life Choices Make Good Movies. And
yeah.
he's getting a following. He's been here several years in a row now.
In fact, I went to a workshop by him a couple of years ago. And you've also got, let's see, coming up on next weekend. That's still this weekend. We're talking about the film guide. You mentioned Wishman. You've got The Cayman, Crowded Boats and Trains, The Bunbury Encounter, Box, The Cold Season, Jesse's Girl, Freaks. I mean, just so many to choose from. There's got to be a web page where all this can be viewed by our listeners, correct?
Right. Go to PrescottFilmFestival.com mm-hmm. and you can see everything all at once. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. So when all of this is said and done, where do the people come from to view these films? Do you have other festival people or maybe studio people coming in, production companies saying, we may want to distribute this film?
Not yet. That's mm-hmm. that's one of my goals, is to get more of the business of film in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember when Danny Roebuck was here a couple of years ago, and he was presenting his film for other people, and he was doing a great job of enthusiastically embracing all of us and telling us what the whole thing was about. And I think it was called Getting Grace. It was such a nice film, very enjoyable film. Isn't it amazing though how many movies, really good films, and really good screenplays just haven't yet found a market or an audience? And you know what the blacklist is in Los Angeles? That's the list of screenplays that are very, very hot, but haven't yet been produced.
Yes.
And then when they finally get produced, people say, why hasn't anyone picked up on this before? Mm-hmm. How much of that is due to studio marketing?
Well, it's studio marketing, yes, but I think it's not as focused on that anymore because everybody can make a film with their independent, with independent filmmaking because of all of the different ways to distribute those films mm-hmm. online and such. We teach in the film program that locally make films that are website content. Practice mm-hmm. your craft. And if you're doing it for industrial or client-based video, we call it, you're practicing and you're getting paid for it.
Yeah.
So learn the basics and then go out and practice and make your films.
And last year, the Harkins screened a movie called, I think it was called Unsane. I want to say it was by Steven Soderbergh. And I think he did the whole thing, the whole movie, on his iPhone. That's insane.
Yes.
When you can do a movie on your iPhone, oh my goodness. I mean, the technological advances are just astounding. But
you still have to focus on your story, no matter what you're doing.
You have to grab the viewer, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, it's funny because it goes back to what I learned in sales training years ago, that people make their purchase decision emotionally, and then they justify it intellectually. But if you don't grab the heart, you don't get them.
Exactly.
And as any screenwriter knows, you have to make that emotional connection. You have to create conflict, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have to make the viewer care,
yes.
don't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Definitely.
First law of novels and movies, right?
Yes.
Make the viewer care. Yes. Roger Ebert used to say, people ask me, how do I review a movie? And Ebert would say, it's really very simple. If it's a drama, did I care what happened to these people? If it's a comedy, did it make me laugh? If it's a suspenseful film or a horror film, did it have me on the edge of my seat? That's not asking all that much. You have that very basic premise to work from. Now make it work, correct?
Yes, and have the characters doing, maybe you don't want the character to be likable, but make people care about that character.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Character development is so important.
Mm-hmm. And it can be fun playing a villain, can't it?
Yes.
Very good. Helen Stevenson with the Prescott Film Festival. Tell us once again the webpage where you can learn so much more.
PrescottFilmFestival.com, and you can buy tickets at ycpac.com.
Mm-hmm. Is there any place around town we can pick up this program, or can they mail in for it or anything, or download it?
You can download it. They were mailed to every house in this part of the county, and the Chamber of Commerce is keeping them on.
Wonderful. We can't wait to see what's going on at the, how many years now?
10th annual.
10th anniversary. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Can you remember the first one?
Oh, yes.
I always ask people who put on annual events, compare the first one with the new one. What have you learned?
Oh, my gosh. It's a whole book I've learned. I had way too many films. I wasn't able to give each film the attention that it deserved.
Mm-hmm.
We needed a whole bunch more volunteers than we had. It ended up being me and Jerry Chen deciding which films got chosen for the festival.
Jerry Chen with Rox Media, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, he
Prescott
was.
Living Magazine?
Yeah, he was one of the first volunteers.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Do you still need volunteers for this one?
We needed them. Maybe for the workshops.
Mm-hmm.
We may need some people for the workshops. They can email me.
Very good. That's Helen Stevenson with the Prescott Film Festival. Always a blast. Let us know
Thanks.
How it goes.
Thank you.
You bet. Stay tuned. I got some local and state news and weather coming up in just a moment. After some private thoughts coming up in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live around the world at kqna.com.
Staying healthy and active is important to you. Don't let varicose veins, spider veins, or non-healing wounds slow you down. They may be a sign of a more serious condition known as chronic venous insufficiency. Symptoms include aching, painful, or fatigued legs, swelling, itching, or cramping, or skin changes. More than 25 million Americans suffer from some sort of venous disorder. The good news is that your options for treatment are more diverse than ever before. The experts at the Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center in Prescott Valley can help restore leg circulation to improve health, reduce pain, and get you back to your active life. Dr. Anil Kumar, board certified in vascular medicine and the medical director of YRMC's Vein Center, leads a multidisciplinary team that includes experts in wound care, infectious diseases, and diabetes management. Talk to your healthcare provider about the Vein Center at YRMC or call 928-759-5890.
This is Councilman Steve Sishka. The city of Prescott is a water-smart community, and outdoor watering habits make a big difference. Please remember that time-of-day watering restrictions are in effect from April 15th through November 1st, so don't forget to water your yard between 8 at night and 8 in the morning. This saves water for Prescott and is the most efficient time to water your landscaping. Thank you for doing your part to live water-smart. For more information on water conservation, please visit www.prescottwater.com.
Experience unparalleled beauty as you soar through the sky above Sedona. Guidance Air will take you on a breathtaking helicopter tour over the beautiful red rock formations of the Grand Canyon, Secret Canyon, and Horseshoe Bend. Want something a little more cozy? Enjoy an exclusive private couples tour, which includes a romantic sunset flight and dinner at the award-winning Mesa Grill. Their professionals and experienced staff will help you fulfill a definite bucket list item and is the number one outdoor activity in Sedona by TripAdvisor. For more information, visit GuidanceAir.com or call 351-1000.
There's a lot of propane companies out there, but not many that have been around as long as Yavapai Bottle Gas since 1987. Same owners, same values, and same fair pricing. Yavapai Bottle Gas has lots of options, too, like their pre-buy program or budget payment plans. You can always count on Yavapai Bottle Gas for straightforward, professional propane service where you want it, when you want it. Give your friends at Yavapai Bottle Gas a call at 776-9007, and don't forget to say thanks.
Hello, this is Evan from Murphy's Restaurant. We've been a favorite destination of locals and visitors for over 30 years. In our charming, landmark, historic building, we serve downtown Prescott's freshest seafood, juiciest prime rib, and fresh baked bread from our in-house bakery. Choose us for that private lunch meeting, special occasion dinner, happy hour after work, and Sunday champagne brunch. Make reservations today for Murphy's, an establishment of good taste. View our menus, murphysprescott.com.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And once again, a final few minutes with Helen Stevenson about the Prescott Film Festival. Helen, tell us why it's so important to support independent movies that are free of the great big studio system.
Well, studio films are made by a committee, so you see the same things over and over again. And an independent film is a different take on it, that like the film Freaks. It's totally different having you guessing through it, and the ending is totally different. Documentaries also, people are passionate about whatever the topic is of their documentary. Mm-hmm. Those filmmakers went out, they probably self-financed, they did Kickstarters and fundraising because they had something important to say. And our docs are amazing. We have one of them is The Weight of Water, is about a kayaker going down the Colorado River, but he is blind.
Oh,
yes.
Whoa.
Yes. And the short that's with that is interesting, is interesting also. Unlikely is about college education. And the president of ASU is interviewed, and he's a part of that documentary. The bias that we talked about earlier is about people's bias. The documentary shorts on the last day of the festival, one of them is called Teaching in Arizona. So that's a lot of education touch points in it, with Unlikely and the Arizona one. And the 25 Texans from is also a 25 Texans in the Land of Lincoln is screens with bias. And that's also education. It's about a teacher who inspires these kids to go out on a mission in from Texas to the land of Lincoln. So they're fascinating. And really, you know, being in education, you see how important this is to people's lives and how path you follow is going to determine the rest of your life. And then you decide you want to change a path, you go back to school and you change that path. And it's just really important. And I love the passion in all of the documentaries this year.
And these indie films are such personal stories too, because they don't go through, you know, the marketing monsters of the big studios, because a lot of times when you're in the pitch meeting, your studio head, the first thing he's thinking of is, okay, which demographic is this aimed at? What are you doing to please this demographic and that demographic? We got to cover all of these, you know, because we're putting all this money. Oh, just forget it. I'll make it myself. But you know what? It is kind of encouraging for some major movies when you look at the opening credits to see the director and the lead actors putting their own money into it. Yes. When they're executive producers, that's often a good sign how much they believe in it, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it really is. Part of the workshops we're doing are little short films from the last 9 years of the festival, just to kind of celebrate it. And it's been so much fun reaching out to those filmmakers again and seeing where they've been and what they're doing. And we have one of them, it's called Gandhi at the Bat, that we'll be doing in that workshop.
The title sells it right there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, very, very well. One more time, the website?
Is PrescottFilmFestival.com.
And that is Helen Stevenson. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you.
And weather on the way, and then we'll talk with a very thrilling author with a new book that'll make your hair stand on end. And I don't even have any hair to stand on end. That's coming up next on Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities and KQ&A.com.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LMS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
Yavapai County neighbors and friends. I'm Sandy from Yavapai County Contractors Association. Our goal is to help protect you, the valued citizens of our community. YCCA wants to stop the phone calls from distressed homeowners who've been scammed by unscrupulous contractors. Call me 778-0040 before you hire anyone. Call YCCA 778-0040. Don't start without us.
I'm Dr. Brian Skilperert, a board-certified surgeon with over 30 years of vascular surgical experience. I'm an Arizona native, and I have been serving the Prescott community since 1997. Give me a call at 1-800-VEIN-DOC so that I can create a treatment plan just for you. That's 1-800-VEIN-DOC.
No need to be embarrassed to show your legs because of varicose or spider veins. Dr. Brian Skilperert of Northern Arizona Vein Center in Prescott is skilled in minimally invasive techniques for the treatment of your veins, covered by many insurance plans, including Medicare.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents. When generic insurance takes hold, one handsome man and one flightless bird are teaming up to save the world. Money. Their message? Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Their mission? Savings. Their relationship? Best friends. Say hello to Liberty Mutual's new spokes team. Doug.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Monday the 3rd. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Wallach and Volk. A woman has been arrested after driving the wrong way on two Phoenix area freeways early this morning.
The Arizona Department of Public Safety says the first reports came in of a vehicle that was northbound in the southbound lanes of State Route 51. When the driver reached the intersection with Loop 101, she then started traveling eastbound in the westbound lanes. Troopers were finally able to stop the vehicle before there were any accidents. It's estimated she drove the wrong way on the two freeways for about 11 miles. Impairment appears to be a factor. Steve Clausen, Arizona News Radio.
Another day, another food recall. This time, it's Johnsonville brand smoked sausage links.
Johnsonville is recalling its ready-to-eat jalapeno cheddar smoked sausage products that may be contaminated with hard green pieces of plastic. The products should be thrown away or returned to the place of purchase for a refund. For more information, go online to yavapai.us and click on Yavapai Community Health Services under the Health and Medical tab. I'm Gregory Scott reporting.
Sunny and warm all week, mostly clear and cool nights with highs today and tomorrow near 78. Wednesday and Thursday, 81 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, cooling after bedtime to near 51. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, sunny highs today and Tuesday near 90. Wednesday and Thursday, 92, waking up to a partly cloudy 57. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA. Like us on Facebook and listen live worldwide at KQNA.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Dave Wilson at Jones Ford. We are having a pre-owned inventory reduction sale, and it starts now. We have up to 20 brands with 50 models to choose from, and they have been reduced with absolutely huge discounts. These vehicles must go, and with the lowest sales tax in the Verde Valley, you reap the benefits. Low prices, great selection, and downright just nice people here at Jones Ford. And don't forget about our limited lifetime powertrain on pre-owned vehicles. Come see us on Highway 260 between Cottonwood and Camp Verde. Diesels, hybrids, and vehicles over 10 years are excluded from lifetime powertrain.
This town is on the move, and we're moving forward with you. Cable One is now Sparklight. Now get 100 megs of internet for only $45 a month for 12 months. Plus, you can add unlimited data. Call 855-808-2737 for fast, reliable internet. 100 megs for only $45 a month for 12 months. Call Cable One, now Sparklight, at 855-808-2737. Restrictions apply.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. 40 years ago, when Mark Bowden, who is the author of 13 books, including Black Hawk Down, was a Cub reporter, he covered a story that catapulted his career with a horrific portrait of a sociopath. Well, after years of cold case in 2013, there was finally a break in the case. Mark Bowden, thank you for joining us on Q&A. Tell us what happened to the two sisters, aged 10 and 12, back in 1975.
Well, thanks for having me, DJ. And yeah, this case goes way back, and I was a young reporter when these two little girls disappeared. Their mother sent them down the street to the mall, which was just a short walk from their house, to buy a slice of pizza, and they never came back. And as the day wore on into evening, initially they were miffed that the girls hadn't come home and hadn't called, and then that turned into worry, and then that gradually turned into panic, and they never did find out what happened to them, so this mystery has endured for a long time.
Mark, we're familiar with some of your books, including the most recent Black Hawk Down. Your new book about the missing girls is titled The Last Stone, and a lot of your book talks about Lloyd Welch. Tell us about him.
Well, Lloyd was a member of this really sordid extended family of folks from the mountains of West Virginia who had relocated to the suburbs of Washington, D.C., where they were, to say the least, out of step with the mainstream of suburban society. And one of the worst aspects of their family that they brought with them was a culture of sexual predation, where parents preyed on their sons and daughters, uncles raped nieces and nephews, older cousins would abuse younger cousins, siblings would experiment sexually with one another. So out of this very sordid family culture emerged Lloyd Welch.
Now, I understand that just a week after the girls went missing back in 75, Lloyd Welch went to the police saying he had seen the girls in the mall talking to a man with a tape recorder, and then he saw them leave the mall in a red Camaro with the same man. Where did it go from there?
Well, at the time, the police concluded that he'd made up the whole story, and in fact, in 1975, he even admitted that he had made much of it up. He, I think, had gone to the police because he was, in his own mind, afraid that they would connect him to the case, so he was trying to mislead them by telling them a false story. But the story was so obviously false that the police just disregarded him as someone who was just trying to draw attention to himself or maybe angling to get some of the reward money for giving them information. And so they forgot about him until 30-some years later.
Now, I understand that many, many years later, a cold case detective just saw some things about Lloyd Welch's testimony that had him open up the case. What did he notice that prompted his new interest in this case?
Well, the detective was named Chris Homrock, and Chris had focused his investigation on a man who he thought for sure was the person who had kidnapped the Lyon sisters, and this man had walked with a limp. And in the story that Lloyd had told all those years ago, he described the man leading the girls from the mall as walking with a limp. So Chris decided to try to find Lloyd Welch to see if he could identify the man who he had seen taking the girls from the mall, and hoping that it would corroborate his suspicions about his primary suspect. Only when he went searching for Lloyd Welch, he found out Welch was in prison for child molestation. And then when they went to visit Welch, everything that Lloyd told them made them more and more suspicious of him.
Now, in your book, The Last Stone, you describe Lloyd as a compulsive liar and a manipulator, constantly offering new twists and turns, always revising his account. Do you think that deep down he wanted to be caught?
Maybe at some level that I don't fully understand, DJ, that might be true. But I think the more obvious reading, going all the way back to 1975, is that Lloyd's method of trying to protect himself is to tell lies. So he went to the police with that purpose back in 1975, and then he kept talking to these detectives just a few years ago when they went back to him, because I think he needed to know what they knew, and he also, was hoping to protect himself by telling more lies.
Now, you say in your book that a generation of cops had come and gone in the Montgomery County Police Department, where the unsolved case lingered for so many years. With so many cold cases being solved these days, do you think it's more a case of new technology or a case of fresh eyes looking at an old case?
Well, it's both. I think, in fact, most of these old cases that get resolved these days happen because of DNA technology and the existence now of DNA databases. But this is an exception. The case of the Lyon sisters and Lloyd Welch was solved with old-fashioned interrogation methods and investigation because they had no physical evidence to draw from.
Now, tell us about some of your other books, including Black Hawk Down, which you and I talked about last year.
Well, I've written a number of other books. I wrote Black Hawk Down, which is about the Battle of Mogadishu in Somalia, and more recently, 2 years ago, I wrote a book called Hue 1968 about the battle in Hue City in Vietnam, which I think was a pivotal moment in the war. All the stories that I do are efforts to understand how and why things work in the real world. And that's always my goal, is to arrive at some personal understanding of why and how things happen.
Now, in your book, The Last Stone, one of the detectives describes Lloyd as, "We knew we were dealing with a monster, but we had to entertain him in a fashion." How is that?
Well, I think in order to keep him talking, you know, they had to pretend to be on his side or to even sympathize with him about certain things. And they played a number of different roles. There were three detectives involved. But Katie is right. That quote comes from Katie Leggett, one of the three detectives. And, you know, they had to indulge him to a degree that sometimes turned their stomach in order to keep him talking to them.
Now, in your writing career and in your journalism career, is it possible for you to watch, say, a cop movie or a cop TV show and take it seriously? Or do you often find yourself rolling your eyes going, "That can't happen"?
I think because of the experience that I've had, I'm more inclined than most people to recognize things that are really improbable. But nevertheless, it doesn't interfere with my enjoying, you know, stories for what they are. But I'll often turn to my wife or one of my sons and say, there's no way in the world that would happen the way it just happened. And it does, I think, for me, if when stories just strain credulity too far, I lose interest in them.
You mean we don't get DNA results in only 30 minutes?
Well, you know, I'm actually, to be honest, more impressed by how intelligent and how knowledgeable some of the great crime writers are. And I'm also impressed often by the degree to which filmmakers have done their homework. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I know it's not easy if it's not your profession to, you know, develop a deep understanding of the way other people work. But, you know, a surprising number of artists do it.
Well, we thank you for joining us on Q&A. How can our listeners learn more about your books and about you and get a copy of The Last Stone?
The book is available at bookstores everywhere.
We thank you for joining us on Q&A. Wish you continued success in your writing career.
Thank you, DJ.
The world may be different because one person was important in the life of a child. This is Quincy Castleberry, Yavapai County's CASA program manager. Court-appointed special advocates are volunteers who advocate for children in the foster care system. We have an urgent need for volunteers. Can you give 15 to 20 hours each month to help a child in need? To learn more about the CASA program and to volunteer, call us at 928-771-3165 or visit us at casaofyavapaicounty.org.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle brothers.
From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
And the coolest guys in town.
I don't know, Ted. I looked at your high school yearbook picture. There's nothing cool about that.
Yeah, but when people need a new air conditioner, they should come see us, the coolest guys in town.
Just don't look us up in the yearbook.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
It doesn't have to be a long, hot summer when you get your air conditioning done right by Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's and stay cool all summer long.
5-0, please respond. We have a report of an incredible 5K walk run at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University, Saturday, June 8th at 9 a.m. Please advise.
That's right. And you can join in for this family-friendly event, too. All proceeds from the third annual 5-0 5K walk and run benefit the families of fallen officers through Concerns of Police Survivors Arizona chapter. You won't want to miss the 5-0 5K. For more information and to register, visit copsarizona.org.
Bad boys, what you gonna do?
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening
listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
After talking with Helen Stevenson with the Prescott Film Festival, I'm reminded, you know, of course, tomorrow is Tuesday. That means Tuesday Night Classics at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley from the filmmaking team behind the documentary The Beatles, 8 days a week. They have a new one. It's called The Touring Year. It's called Pavarotti. It's a riveting film that lifts the curtain on Luciano Pavarotti, who, of course, brought opera to the people. Ron Howard, the director, puts audiences front row center for an exploration of the voice, the man, the legend. Luciano Pavarotti gave his life to the music and a voice to the world. This cinematic event, it's the world premiere, features history-making performances, intimate interviews, including never-before-seen footage, and a special introduction on screen from Ron Howard. That will be at 7 o'clock tomorrow night at the Prescott, Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley. Also tomorrow night, as part of the Tuesday Night Classics, how's this for a change in tone? The Goonies. What a choice. Pavarotti or The Goonies. You're not going to have a crossover on that one. Now, on Wednesday at the Prescott Oaks Theater, their classic film for this Wednesday is going to be WALL-E, the animated film from Disney. That will start at 7 o'clock, and the admission is pretty much whatever you want to put in. I suggest at least $5. It's worth it. Good film. Hey, you know, if you're going to call a cab or an Uber or a Lyft in case you're celebrating too much, like some of us did on Memorial Day, it helps to take your stuff with you. USA Today talked to some Uber drivers and asked what was left behind. Uber drivers report finding, in one case, an 8-week-old coffee-colored chihuahua, a black and white tuxedo for a small dog, maybe for the chihuahua, a full set of 18-karat gold teeth, a medium-sized medical marijuana pipe, a propane tank, a breast pump with breast milk, a Babe Ruth signed baseball, and a Harry Potter magic wand. My favorite, though, is a mannequin left behind with an Uber driver. Probably don't want to know too much more about that. Well, stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro, then Talk of the Town, Chino Valley. Join the Diamondbacks pregame at 6 o'clock tonight. First pitch from Chase Field at 6:40. And join me tomorrow for Q&A with my guests, Denise Shapiro for the 505K, Marty Reed with John Marsh for the Granite Mountain Hotshots fundraiser and benefits screening at the Elks Theater of the movie Only the Brave. And that is Q&A tomorrow at 2 o'clock, when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.